Good afternoon. That front that was partly responsible for producing those showers and thunderstorms and some severe weather across interior New York and New England yesterday remains off to our south and is the focus for clouds and showers mainly across the mid-Atlantic region. Thicker clouds and a couple of scattered showers could work their way farther to the north and into the lower Hudson Valley, southern Catskills, and southernmost New England, while the rest of the region will remain dry. In fact, up toward the I-90 corridor, some sunshine will mix in with the clouds, and skies will even be mostly sunny closer to the Canadian border. Temperatures, as a result, will be dependent on how much sunshine we get, with the warmest readings in the lower 70s near the Canadian border. Temperatures right around 70 along I-90 and southbound, where there's more cloud cover, temperatures will be stuck in the 60s to right around the 70-degree mark this afternoon. With that front meandering around the Mason-Dixon line, we'll have mostly cloudy skies tonight. It should remain dry across a large part of the area, though some showers will creep back into the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England as temperatures dip back into the lower 50s. With that front off to the south, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds again during the day tomorrow. The best chance of showers will remain in southernmost New York and New England as highs reach into the mid-70s. Eventually, that front will begin to creep to the north for the end of the week. Any sunshine on Friday will give way to increasing and thickening clouds, and there is the chance of showers south of I-90 by the end of the day. With the thicker clouds, high temperatures will stay in the middle 60s. At this point, we'll track a wave of low pressure along the front through the region. This will keep clouds and showers going into the beginning of the weekend on Saturday. As a result, with limited, if any, sunshine, temperatures will be on the cooler side and only top out near the 60-degree mark. After that wave of low pressure passes by, a front will head in our direction on Sunday. Ahead of the front, readings will push into the mid-70s, though we do run the risk at scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm even for the second half of the weekend. Some lingering showers into Monday morning, then we'll dry it out into the day on Tuesday, highs both days in the mid-70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, much of the eastern United States will stay in a persistent, wet, and stormy pattern over the next few days as the front sags southward into a moist and unstable air mass. The most favorable region for excessive rainfall will be along the eastern stretch of the Ohio River to the Chesapeake Bay and along the central Appalachians. Additionally, a weak disturbance is forecast to lift out of the eastern Gulf of Mexico, which will lead to localized areas of heavy rainfall within widespread thunderstorms developing across the southeast and the Carolinas. Meanwhile, scattered to widespread showers and thunderstorms will likely develop over the central and northern high plains, with favorable conditions for some of the storms to become severe. The greatest chance for storms will be over North Dakota and Minnesota, and the Storm Prediction Center has a slight risk of severe weather covering this area for tomorrow and Friday. Also, heavy rainfall will be likely within this area of convection. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees. The average low, 47. The record high, 89, set in 1991, and the record low, 33, in 1980. Sunrise this morning was at 5:32 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:12 p.m., 15 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid-60s. Cloudy with showers around tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a couple of scattered showers today and highs in the middle and upper 60s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds back into the middle and upper 70s. Sunshine, then thickening clouds Friday with a chance of showers south of I-90 by the end of the day, staying in the mid-60s. Cloudy and cool with showers likely Saturday, only near 60. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers, a thunderstorm possible Sunday, back into the mid-70s. And a mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday with highs in the mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.